This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley will announce that she is exiting the presidential race. Her decision following just one win on Super Tuesday in the state of Vermont. Barring any unforeseen issues, that means voters will be left with the same choice they had 4 years ago. Here's ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Nikki Haley said she wanted to offer voters a choice, that Americans didn't want to see a Trump-Biden rematch. She did well with self-described liberals and moderates who voted in GOP primaries where the rules said they could. She won the Republican contests in Vermont and Washington, D.C. She got more than 40% of the vote in New Hampshire and about a third of the vote in a few other states. One question now is, where will those voters go in November? Might they support Trump, Biden, someone else? Or just stay home.
Haley not expected to endorse Trump, but will instead encourage him to earn the votes of those who supported her. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Now that Super Tuesday is over, the presidential candidates are shifting focus to Wisconsin and the general election. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today. Harris and Labor Secretary Julie Sue are in Madison talking about workers' rights, union jobs, and the economy. A new report finds people are almost as likely to find a good-paying job in rural areas as urban ones. Georgetown University's Martin Vanderwerf says it's a matter of training people for the right jobs.
There ought to be just closer ties between the labor force and educators so that we are actually educating people for the jobs that actually exist rather than jobs we wish would exist.
The Georgetown study finds rural Americans had a 50% chance at a good-paying job compared with 54% in urban areas. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Edgewood College is teaming up with the Wisconsin National Guard to help Guard members earn their state teaching licenses at a discounted rate. The online program launches this spring and will let Guard members and their spouses earn both a master's degree and teaching license for half the cost. Guard members will be able to choose from three specialties, including elementary, secondary, and special education. The program can be completed in just 1 year instead of the usual 2 years it takes to earn a license. If you're looking to take family portraits this spring, the Madison Public Library has you covered. They're offering free photography sessions for families throughout the next 2 months. You'll have to reserve a spot, and each session with a professional photographer takes about 10 minutes. The portraits are for personal use only, and you shouldn't bring props with you. The next family portrait event is Saturday, March 16th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Bucks headed to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks packing their bags for a long four-game road trip. Milwaukee now doing a better job of passing the ball around to find the open shot. Bobby Portis.
Doc's been emphasizing that all since he's been here, since January, is you might have a good shot here, but that extra pass could just lead to a better open shot for the team. We've been making a lot of those reads, actually. Like, you might not get an assist, but you might get a hockey assist out of it.
College basketball, a big night for Marquette as they host number 2-ranked UConn. In Milwaukee, on senior night, the Badgers play Rutgers Thursday. Iowa's Caitlin Clark named the best player in the Big Ten. Baseball, the Brewers and the Giants had 29 combined hits, but the Giants won 13-8 over Milwaukee. Reese Hoskins got his first home run as a Brewer.
You're just hoping for the right match with the team that will show up eventually, and in my eyes, it did with the Brewers.
That's Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny this morning. We will see a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon, but still a nice day with a high right around 50 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, we'll see a little sun, but overall mostly cloudy, 51, with rain likely tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, Dr. Jeanette Kowalik, former City of Milwaukee Health Department Commissioner, talking about women in government.
The Maggie Dawn Show, afternoons from 2 till 4. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and support.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
NBC just reported that Michelle Obama has said she will not run for president.
Thank God. Okay. Yes.
Ainsley said, I would love to react from a woman in the crowd. And
I wouldn't vote for a woman, and especially, you know, Nikki Haley, I'm just going to say this. She's probably menopausal. We don't need that.
That's not even the worst one. There was a guy that said, I wouldn't vote for Nikki Haley because she can't scratch her balls. And apparently that's the only way a person can think, is if they have balls to scratch. Apparently that's when men do their best thinking, is ball scratching.
Apparently that's the only requirement to be president in the Constitution.
Yeah, balls. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, here we go. Our friend Fernando Mondi summing up. Great night for Joe Biden, bad night for Trump. Why uncommitted protest vote against Biden has been a total dud. The Haley anti-Trump Republican vote share against Donald Trump is real. Also, he's kind of telling them to off, which how is that working for Carrie Lake? Let's ask future Senator Ruben Gallego how that's going to work for Carrie Lake, telling all the voters to get lost. Right? I mean, Nikki Haley is getting 30. Well, she's going to drop out later. Whatever. Big surprise. She won Vermont, though. Yay.
She won Vermont.
Yay, Vermont.
And D.C.
Among syrup eaters, she is number one. What'd you say?
And D.C.? She won D.C.?
Oh, D.C. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me. Yes.
Biden didn't win American Samoa.
I asked her to go get more dumb Trump voters, and it's a full-time job.
Biden.
I sometimes am very hopeful, Chris, and then I'll watch another interview with a Trump voter, and I'm like, we are effed.
He has his fervent base.
Right, but this is my point that Fernando Mondi was making, is that this is terrible numbers for him, that she's getting, I don't even know, 20, 30, 40%, but a lot of those in exit poll, they're saying they will never vote for Trump.
Right.
And
so they're probably going to stay home. That's what Bakari Sellers was saying on CNN this morning.
Yeah, Nikki Haley's going to drop out and urge Donald Trump
to court
the women in independence. Yes. How do you think that's going to go over with him? Do you think he's generally so open to suggestions of any kind?
He may be nice for like an hour, but then he'll go back to being Trump again.
Right. Right. Trump seems fine with ditching Haley supporters, but that could lead to his peril in November, wrote USA Today. Haley has consistently earned a sizable share of votes. Her pull with non-MAGA Republicans and independents is strong. That should be a warning sign for Trump. The exit polls do provide some potential warning signs for him looking ahead to the general, especially among more moderate and well-educated voters. Yeah,
Virginia, anyone
that's ever read a book, that's out.
Trump's exit polling in Virginia was atrocious.
Yeah. In both Virginia and North Carolina, around 1/3 of primary voters answered no on whether they will vote for the GOP nominee, regardless of who it is. 31% in Virginia, 34% in North Carolina. He's essentially an incumbent. Those numbers are awful.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Oh, speaking of North Carolina, this is just magical. We're going to have to get my sister on to talk about their new Republican nominee for...
Oh, that crackpot.
Yes, what was... Yeah, Mark Robinson. I'm wondering if Frangela will have any thoughts on Mark Robinson this week. He is a Holocaust denier. I asked Jody just now. It's a little long to go through all his positions. That's a good way to
put it.
He is a Holocaust denier. He is a black person who calls other black people monkeys and apes. He hates gay people. He insulted the Parkland kids and said they're performatots or something. I don't... He believes in lizard people. This is...
So he's basically Dan Bedondi in a tie.
Yes, this is what the Trump era has spawned. We are fully on the island of Dr. Moreau. Now.
Yeah.
These are the kind of candidates. He is the Republican nominee for governor in North Carolina. Do you understand that this guy...
And he's the island of Dr. Moreau goat boy.
Yes. Okay. I haven't had time to go through all his positions. Okay. We'll get to that in...
His syllabus?
Just a bit. Right. He's... Okay. Anyway, nicely done, North Carolina.
North Carolina's going to North Carolina.
Yes. Oh, I'm wearing my Adam Schiff because Adam Schiff is...
he did very well last
night. Yes, yes. He is in the lead for... I mean, it's a jungle primary, which is very...
He's in the lead by, right now, a couple of percentage points. But once Porter and Lee get out, because it's going to be the top two, then he's going to be 30 points ahead.
The only thing is just we suffer from an embarrassment of riches out here in California. And the only thing is just losing Barbara Lee and Katie Porter in Congress sucks.
Yeah.
And as they were saying, could affect the balance in the House. I wish
Lee.
You know what? I should have had one of those dinner parties in my house, Jody. I should have had a jungle primary here, invited Adam Schiff, who's been here before, and Katie Porter and Barbara Lee. We could have hashed it out in advance.
Lee is a safe.
Oh, people wonder if I'm in first place for the vacating Adam Schiff seat. I'm sure I am. Have we checked the latest poll? Am I in the lead?
Yes.
For Adam Schiff's? Yes, Chris.
You know who I cast a vote for yesterday?
Who?
Christopher Darden. He's...
Oh, did you?
He's running for a Superior Court judge or something like that. And I'm like, I recognize that name.
Wait, isn't he disqualified because he was sleeping with Marsha Clark during the trial like Fonnie Willis? And hey, hey.
I think he deserves a judgeship.
By the way, can I say this?
Okay.
Would you like some fun facts that even I was unaware of? And I'm marinating this shizzle.
Oh.
Careful.
You were scared,
weren't
you?
I was scared.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, you have before.
Well. Okay. This whole thing, is Bar McQuaid confirmed? This should have been done in judges' chambers at lunchtime and dispensed of. Now the Trump team is trying to get another witness in to continue this prosecution of Fannie Willis's personal life. It is so absurd. But anyway, because the other thing was this whole, she got her boyfriend a job, because, you know, she can't afford half a meal on her own. Oh, my God. Anyway, here. Willis's first choice to be the lead prosecutor was former Governor Roy Barnes. I do remember hearing this, who turned her down because he said he didn't want to live the rest of my life with bodyguards, quote unquote. How about that for
the
state of Trump's...
There were two people she asked before
post-Trump America. Huh?
She asked two people before Wade.
Thank you. Willis then asked a second lawyer to come in before she finally asked Wade. If the argument the defense has is the indictment of the defendants was specifically designed for Willis to create a job for her boyfriend, why would she have asked two other people to take the job before Wade? Thank you. Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry. I'm back. Hi. Hello.
Didn't mean to trigger you with my vote for Christopher Darden. Sorry.
I got to meet him once.
I'm sure he's
very
lovely.
Nice.
He's very nice.
I'm sure he's lovely.
I got to meet him once.
I'm sorry. That was my Fannie Willis trigger. It had nothing to do with Christopher Darden.
Well,
And as you know, Marsha Clark is a friend of mine.
Right.
So
that whole thing came to mind yesterday I was casting my vote.
Yes. Thank you.
On my touch screen.
All right. Okay. Hey, it's Man Meat Wednesday, and just in time, Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, and Carlos Sells Rocky. By the way, Malcolm writes a very touching piece, about just recent losses. He lost his wife, and this David Frum's daughter was, a very dear friend of his. Yeah. And then he has a guy he's trying to get that was injured in Ukraine. He's trying to get medical help for. But he just, I thought it was perfectly titled. Whatever you agree or disagree, on
whatever issue, Middle East, Ukraine, whatever it is. He just said his piece is, oh, hold please, talk amongst yourselves for a
Rutabaga,
moment.
Rutabaga, Christopher remember Darden, Christopher them. Darden, Christopher Darden.
Remember them, two people who deserve a Trumpless America this November. And his point is just this is not a game for a lot of people, yeah, right. You know. And I thought Tom Hartman, our buddy, our pal, I saved this from Malcolm, but last weekend he wrote a great piece about it. Last weekend, two foreign powers announced their intention to try to manipulate this fall's election. There are things the Biden administration and you can do to disrupt their scheme. Ned tweeted, this needs to go viral. Tom is right. They're going to tank our gas supply, raise prices, and try to tank Biden's reelection. Have I not been saying this I'm not even an iota as smart as Tom Hartman, but I've been saying this forever. And gas prices are going up already. You just watch. Saudi Arabia and Russia are going to do everything they can to try to tank Biden's reelection. Jason with some political advice on Twitter. This is fantastic. He said, if I were Biden, I'd answer every question about my age with, I don't have time to dye my hair, get a spray tan, sit in a makeup chair for 20 minutes every day because I'm busy getting done. If that makes me look old, I really don't care. Thank you. Thank you. That's the fallacy, Chris. Them talking about Trump like he's some macho man. He wears makeup and a girdle and heels and, oh, my God. He's just, do you talk about, like, living in whatever bubble? Mm-hmm. They're the ones with this, like, you know, rocky physique, you know, pictures, yeah, with Trump. And I have to say, I think it's going to be good for us in the fall because I feel like they're the ones more fully in their bubble. Mm-hmm. They believe him that, he didn't really lose and he's going to win in a landslide. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, good. Because you look at any normal person looks at these numbers and goes, he's in trouble. But I'm like, okay, keep going. You're right. He's nobody who's going to vote for Biden. Oh, my God, he's too old. You're right. Trump is going to win in a landslide again, just like he did in 2020. I mean,
be prepared for 4 more years of the election was stolen.
Of course. Oh, of course.
It's just going to be so exhausting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, of course. That's predictable, but anyway.
How are we going to get through another 4 years of that?
We can't. That's why Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour.
Nice save.
That was a nice segue there.
Chevrier.
Thank
you. Wow. Thank you. That was a hockey goalie reference.
Almost a non sequitur, but just shy of that.
Yeah. Our only cause will be getting out the vote. We're still choosing our a group to work with, right. But we are going to save the world. Last time it was the Save Democracy Tour. Now we need to save the entire world.
And tomorrow morning.
Yes. It goes on pre-sale.
Pre-sale.
15 cities.
Yes.
It goes on pre-sale.
It goes on pre-sale. So those of you who have the super secret code.
That you say on the air.
K-E-Y. Three simple letters. It's super secret. Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anyone.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., your local time.
Yes. And then Friday on General.
General. For all those losers that don't have that super secret code.
Key. The code is key.
If you don't have that code, you're a loser.
Yeah. All right. That was funny. Okay. All right, Nikki Haley, I don't know, speaking in maybe less about an hour or so, mm-hmm. I think.
About 45 minutes.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Yeah, she's going to make some gentle suggestions to Donald Trump, which I'm sure he'll take very well, as he takes all criticism. Mm. Okay.
You know, Biden lost a place yesterday.
He did.
Oh, he lost to some guy we've never heard of. He lost all votes.
American Samoa.
Yeah, you remember the whole controversy I started in the member of the Hillary... Yes. Yeah. Obama primary, which was very, very close, as you can recall, Jody. And I was saying it was going to come down to because she won American Samoa and he won the Dominican Republic, but people from American Samoa way more. And I took some crap for that, wrong? And Samoans not large and Dominicans are very skinny. And I'm just saying we were getting down to where you'd have to put them on like a scale to try to decide. By the way, speaking of numbers, did you know that President Biden has created more jobs than any president in history? Just thought I should. Okay. All right. Not important. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion. Well, that just felt like a lead balloon. Oh, I mean... this portion.
Well, after your screed about Samoans, I mean, where are you supposed to go?
It's a very unfortunate ending to Out of the Gate. 19 minutes, took a turn. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by...
Where are they?
They're right there.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah. They're just they're being cute.
Okay.
Listen, do you know how fast I move to get the Dr. Marty's in the bowl in the morning? Because I get up at, you know, ass o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so do they.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes they get up a little earlier. You know what they do now? They just come and stare at me in bed. They just stare, and I'm like, oh, okay. That means it's early time for pee-pee-poo-poo and also Dr. Marty's.
Right.
Okay. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Well, you'd want to get up early too, wouldn't you? I mean, they throw in antioxidant-rich fruit and vegetables. It's raw, freeze-dried, so the flavor is amazing. Even persnickety eaters like Sophie, Rocky Mountain Mike's persnickety dog.
Yep, and Hefe.
Hefe, who is Sean Comiskey's. They're formerly persnickety dogs. Now they love their Dr. Marty's. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are so wholesome. No artificial preservatives, dry to the touch, no mess, shelf stable, pantry safe. You don't need to keep it in the fridge or the freezer. Nature's Blend, so good for your doggy. Right now, get 54% off your first order, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlife with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't freak out. Everybody stay calm. Stay calm. Even after you listen to this dumb bitch. Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry. Is my mic on already? Yeah. This would be a...
You switched from Trump to Nikki Haley.
The man is a lunatic. And I think he's terrible for the country.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about when you say that?
Just that he lies, he cheats, he's bankrupted millions of businesses and people and... I don't see anything good about him.
Let me ask, if Donald Trump is the nominee in November, do you support Joe Biden over Donald Trump?
Nope.
What do you do?
I don't know.
All right. And you know what? I'm going to say that is a persuadable voter. Just, at least she's not this guy.
What do you think of Nikki Haley? Did you ever consider her?
You know... What I got to say, you don't really want to put it on.
Let me hear it.
Well, the woman's not going to be a good president. She'll have no balls to scratch. She's just going to scratch her head. All a woman's good for in my book is having babies and taking care of the house. And that's the old thing, you know. But I'm old school.
Old school. Donald Trump's a traitor and a rapist, but he's got balls. So that's good enough for me. Oh, my God.
I don't think Melania has cooked a day in her life.
No.
No, I don't know.
At least not since she's been with him.
I don't think she's eaten a day in her life. I need my pinky. Uh-oh. Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, look, if Republican state legislation could actually talk, it would sound like that guy. Okay? I mean, that is... That's who they are. Yep. This is who they are. And they are doing it at every level. We have got to get people out to vote. Bye, Chris Kirsten Sinema.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ruben Gallego.
Bye, Felicia.
Write postcards. Do what you can do. Yeah.
Yeah. Bye, Felicia. Chris, exactly. Kirsten
no,
Sinema
we can
getting
only
out
do what we can do.
Race,
what's that?
What is Kirsten Sinema getting out going to do to the race, though?
It's going to make Senator Ruben Gallego.
Yeah.
Are
we sure?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, I am sure.
I think it's
listen,
good.
At least we're not North Carolina. Here he is.
Transgenderism, homosexuality, any of that filth. And yes, I called it filth. And if you don't like it that I called it filth, come see me and I'll explain it to you.
He sounds nice.
Okay, but wait.
There's more.
There's 3 hours more.
Call filth until he pegs his wife.
There is a reason the liberal media fills the airwaves with programs about the Nazis and the 6 million Jews they murdered. There's also a reason those same liberals do not fill the airwaves with programs about the communists and 100 million people they murdered through the 20th century. And he quoted Hitler without context. And, okay. Also said the... Holocaust didn't happen, and Barack Obama entered the White House with a fake birth certificate. So that's that guy. Okay.
He's lovely.
So I think God does love us and want us to be happy because he gave us that guy right in time for the launch of the Sexy Liberal Save the World tour.
Don't assume.
Save the world from that guy and the balls guy. Balls guy.
Don't assume that he won't win, though.
Okay.
I mean,
let's see if I'm missing anything.
A lot of people thought that Trump wouldn't win, and look where we are.
Well, technically, he lost the
Let me do my own straw polling with my sister in North Carolina. I'll get back to you tomorrow. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. Bob Seska next.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More veterans might someday qualify for free tuition at Wisconsin State Universities. Vets have to live in Wisconsin for 5 years to qualify for tuition reimbursement. A bill getting a hearing today would cut that time to 3 years. Veterans and their families can qualify for up to 8 free semesters at state universities or technical colleges. Nursing teachers are warning about a for-profit college trying to open campuses in Milwaukee and Madison. Barbara Nichols is with the Wisconsin Center for Nursing. She says the Arizona College of Nursing may be trying to take advantage of a shortage of nursing instructors in Wisconsin.
You can make more money working as a nurse practitioner with your master's or doctorate than teaching.
Former students in other states are suing the school, accusing it of predatory practices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Employees of the Middleton Cross Plains School District have new health care options with the new on-campus clinic. The new clinic at West Middleton Elementary School opened on Monday and serves school employees and families on the district's insurance plan. It's being run with the help of SSM Health at Work and offers everything from long-term care to acute needs and offers same-day appointments. District officials say that many employees are already taking advantage of the new service. The Dane County Regional Airport is looking for security officers and is holding a hiring event this Friday for anyone interested in the job. The event is this Friday at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Madison East. Interested applicants can learn more about both full and part-time positions at the airport and can even complete some steps of the hiring process. You should register in advance, and you'll need to bring two forms of valid federal or state government ID with you to the event. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Brian, I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So
you need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Sunny this morning. We will see a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon, but still a nice day with a high right around 50 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, we'll see a little sun, but overall, mostly cloudy, 51, with rain likely tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
In the past 3+ years that Joe Biden has been president, we've got unemployment below 4%,
Best job market since, depending on you count, the 1960s. Violent crime at nearly a 50-year low. The United States has had the best economic recovery since COVID of any large country in the world. The stock market has hit record after record. More Americans have health insurance than ever before. He's standing up against Putin, who's one of the least popular figures in the world with American voters. He's fighting for reproductive rights, which is something even red state voters say they want, while Republicans are stripping those rights aggressively everywhere. He's cutting student loan debt, while Republicans are trying to stop him from doing that. He has brokered and signed the biggest bipartisan infrastructure deal ever in the history of the country. Unions have never been more popular in my entire lifetime, and I'm old, and he's the first president ever to join the picket line with striking auto workers who then won their strike and then endorsed him. His Democratic Party has outperformed the polls and outperformed history in the midterms and in all of the off-year elections since he has been president. While on the other side, his opponent has been indicted 91 times.
Thank you, Rachel. Share that primer with everyone you know. That is in 60 seconds, right? Biden's accomplishments, unbelievable. All right, hey, look who's here. Hey.
Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hiya, Bob. Hi.
Hi. I was just doing the Donald Trump.
The double handy J?
Yeah.
All the kids are doing it.
It's so attractive when he does it. I was right in the middle of recording my show yesterday, and it kind of came up on Twitter. Right in the middle. I got completely distracted. But hasn't anyone ever told him? Anyone gone up to him and said, you know, Mr. Trump, you know what that kind of looks like?
You know how many prison jokes people are doing when you do that?
That's right.
I felt like after that Rachel thing, Bob, going, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? I mean, it's he almost suffers from being too successful and getting too much done. Like I was saying yesterday, Bob, I think people are numb to how bad and how many horrible things Trump has said and done. And we're numb on the other side to how much Biden has accomplished. It's like, ugh. I mean, you tweeted Trump's economy, 3 million jobs lost, deep economy-wide recession, pre-COVID manufacturing recession, massive spike in the deficit and debt. We had to wipe our butts with coffee filters, for F's sake. I mean, go ahead.
It's incredible. I mean, we've always talked about this, the amnesia of the American voter. I'm in this mode right now, Stephanie, where I'm still feeling a little confident about where we are with the election. I don't know why, but I mean, I'm looking at the Donald Trump underperforming all the polls, and I'm looking at all the support of Republicans who refuse to vote for Donald Trump in the fall. And at the same time, I'm in that frame of mind where I want to run around to a bunch of voters and go, don't be stupid. No, you stop being stupid. Don't think Joe Biden's age is irrelevant. Don't worry. Because eggs are a dollar more, you shouldn't vote for a fascist. I mean,
it's not like Trump's going to be any less of a rapist and traitor and criminal. Right. He's going to be more so, and probably convicted at least once.
I mean, my biggest fear is that there's some sort of weird masochistic nostalgia for the Trump 4 years. I don't have anything necessarily to base that on.
Yeah.
I just get the sense. And whenever, you know what, it's always dangerous when they have focus groups on cable news because focus groups are the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
People who are paid to complain will obviously complain.
Right.
So that's, and they show these things on cable news and it just,
it's 'cause Trump
makes my spine shrink. Yeah.
And that's hard for a man of your size.
yes, it does. It's just that awful falling feeling.
It's because Trump says it. He claims his economy was the greatest in the history of the world. You retweeted, fact check, Trump left office with the worst jobs record since the Great Depression. President Biden has since presided over his, not just historic, the most jobs ever created
by a U.S.
president.
Yeah, I mean, there was an instability that was occurring even during the best of Donald Trump times, where I feel like this is insane that we have to remind people of what happened like 3-4 years ago. It's maddening that this has to be a thing. But that was it. I mean, we were all waking up every morning wondering whether our families were going to still be together because we all hated each other. And we were waking up thinking, is there going to be a mushroom cloud today? Is there going to be a nuclear war with North Korea today or something? And that was kind of the ongoing feeling of this low-frequency stress that we all felt through those 4 years. And that didn't even take into consideration that last year.
Yeah.
That 2020 year.
You always make the great analogy that it's like leaning back in your chair. That's the way it's been for four years. Am I about to fall? I think so. Break my spine. You said Haley, you retweeted, Haley said the way people suffered during COVID was because of Donald Trump's decisions. And you said, this is 100% fact. Up until now, I felt like I was the only one making an effort to rescue this doozy from the memory hole. So thank you, Nikki, who's in, I don't know, 20 minutes going to suspend her campaign. And I don't know. I feel like she will be a laughing stock if she endorses him. The word is she's not going to. What are they saying? Haley will not announce an endorsement during her hastily scheduled 10 a.m. event this morning, Eastern time. But she will encourage her rival, Donald Trump, to, quote, earn the support of the voters who supported her. How do you think he's going to take that helpful advice?
Yeah, I think the expectation should be that she's going to endorse him. I mean, yes, I just keep thinking back to 2016 when Ted Cruz was kind of in her spot. And Ted Cruz, I mean, Donald Trump was saying horrendous things about Ted Cruz and Ted Cruz's family wife. And Ted Cruz was firing back. But of course, as soon as the opportunity came around, Ted Cruz, the jellyfish that he is, kissed the ring.
But she went even further.
Donald Trump. Yeah.
I mean, how do you go from he is totally unfit to lead to, you know, yes, please, right behind him. Yes, sir. I mean, it just.
Yeah. Well, and especially on COVID, I was so glad that she said what she said on Fox News about Donald Trump's COVID record, because once again, that's another thing that gets flushed down the memory hole. The fact that there has been study after study, and it's not just one study. This is not one thing.
Yeah.
It's been multiple studies that said not only did Donald Trump preside over 400,000 American deaths in his final year, that's 100,000 times the death at Benghazi as far as Americans go.
Yeah.
And not only that, but his incompetence, his greed, his foot dragging on COVID led to at least 40% of those deaths being directly attributable to his incompetence. It's a staggering thing that we're all going, there are so many of us are going, let's have that back because eggs are, 80 cents more. It's maddening.
Right. Well, I mean, and Bob, you kind of made the same point I did. You retweeted Greg Gutfeld said, I feel like there should be a Trump blowout given all these numbers. That's why I don't trust it. Jesse Waters, I think that you should trust it. People agree with the policies that Donald Trump pushes. And you said the MAGAs are getting happy. Please proceed, dinguses. That's what I just said to Chris is, I know we get accused of being in the liberal bubble, but at least we believe in facts. Like, Joe Biden won the election. The vast majority of Republicans believe Trump, that Biden's not even president. So, you know, of course they think Donald Trump's going to win in a landslide, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And as we all know, you shouldn't get happy. Don't get happy. Right. And they are. They're measuring the drapes. Donald Trump said, I think he was on, what was it, RSBN over the weekend, said, oh, we don't need more votes. We don't. No, we've got enough votes. Don't worry
screw
about
you, Nikki Haley voters. I know. By the way,
I'm like, yes, please keep saying that. No more votes.
Do you feel like the fact that no one can understand what he's ever saying anymore is going to have any impact on the election? You said, look at the Drudge report today. Trump suffers bizarre brain freeze, slurring speech. I mean, okay, so even Drudge report is noticing, right? I mean,
yeah. I mean, for a second there, I was thinking, oh, here comes the COVID blood clot. He just completely glitched out. I mean, he went to say something like,
I think blood clot is ahead of uncommitted in the.
That's right. He was saying something about Russia and Saudi Arabia and then just completely seized up.
Stephen Colbert said he can't even say Russia without climaxing.
Yeah. I mean, his face like physically contorted.
Yeah, it did.
His face like distorted into some sort of weird expression, and his right eyeball looked like it was about to launch out of the socket.
Yes.
It was incredible. And then after that, he couldn't recover. Usually when he short circuits, he retcons the short circuit and makes it seem like he meant to say that wrong thing. Except this time, he didn't.
He goes, look. Right, that's his thing.
Yeah,
that's his recovery.
Right. Well, this time, he just did Napoleon Dynamite. He just went...
do we have that Russia China thing? Do we have that soundbite
still?
That is really
which one?
The Russia China.
Yeah,
one.
It was yesterday. I'll find it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me? It reminds me of the old bit Rick Overton used to do about how men after orgasm get bobbly baby head.
Yes, they do.
Yep. Like that's
when
he
pass out.
When he says Russia, he's like.
That's right. He was just eating. That's so gross. Now I'm starting to internalize what you just said, and it's like, oh my God, are you serious? There's been a theory. I think what was it? Michael Cohen was saying that he crapped himself. That was what happened during that short circuit. Noel Kassler has talked about that sort of thing. I don't know if there's any.
Oh God.
I mean, I don't want to. You know what? Let's not think about Donald Trump's poop this morning.
All right. Let's think more about his orgasms. Let's listen.
Heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat to.
I think what he meant, will collude to make sure gas prices go up so Biden loses. I think
meant. Yeah.
But you understand that's where
makes me so happy.
Yeah.
My lips hurt real bad.
She sounds like that caller to Love Songs on the Coast.
That's right. Hey, thanks for calling Love Songs on the Coast. Oh, you and Matt broke up. That's tough. That's hard. Okay, here comes Penny Lover. Yeah. Listen to the whole
thing. These chickens have large talons. Sounds like a boy.
I saved these for you, Bob. This is people are coming across the border with speaking languages from Mars.
Yes, from Mars.
All we know is that Mars needs women. Is that all we know?
We have languages that are like from the planet Mars.
From Mars.
Nobody, nobody knows how to, you know, speak it.
What?
And then these students, and I'm not blaming them, I'm saying. They put the students in the place of our students, like in New York City. We have these wonderful students. They're going to school. All of a sudden, they no longer have a seat. They're no longer invited to the school.
Oh.
We're putting migrants in who don't speak the language. They have no idea what the teacher's saying. And we have children that are no longer going to school.
What? I see. Okay, children, there are no children. Children are no longer in school because they've been replaced by Mars attacks.
Right.
Mars. Yeah.
They've been replaced by Martians, as we all know.
Yeah. I want to know what language Mactified Fortune was. Remember when he said Mactified Fortune?
Yes.
Is that
tapes.
Martian?
We
is
need
that
tapes.
The Martian language he's talking about?
Mactified Fortune.
Oh, God. And you know what? He also said that there are no more parks in New York.
No, no more parks.
Little League.
Well, we
in
don't
New
need
York.
Them because there's no children and no schools.
Right.
Yeah.
And they just like baseball now and football, they do action replays in Mactified Fortune.
The giggle.
What? A fashionable magnified tape.
Make it sound like you don't know what he means. Okay.
Memorized all of them.
It's only Hannibal Lecter. We were talking about the nobody. It's an army of Nels coming across the border because it's language that no one speaks.
Right.
So. Nay ta ta for Nell.
Yeah, we need Operation Chicopee Tay in a win.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Hannibal Lecters.
They're coming from places unknown and they're rough people, in many cases from jails, prisons, from. Mental institutions, insane asylums. You know, insane asylum, that's Silence of the Lambs stuff. Hannibal Lecter. Anybody know Hannibal Lecter? We don't want him in this country.
Well, it is clear. What's that cop show that Jodie Foster is in? We need to put Jodie Foster in charge of Operation
True Detective. Hannibal. I just started watching. It's excellent.
Dr. Lecter, you need to go back across the border. I can hear you screaming. Go back.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He said insane asylum.
Yes, he did.
I mean, it just is like one notch away from booby hatch.
Right.
I mean, my God. What is he from, the Victorian era or something? Is that? He's going back to those colloquialisms from 1902.
I predict shortly he's just going to be like, he's going to be doing this because you said, Brian Kilmeade said, you have to come up with $400 million. How close are you to securing the bond? Trump, I have a lot of money. I can do what I want to do. You said he's racked up at least $2 million in interest since the ruling. If he had the money, he would have paid it by now. I mean, and he keeps contradicting his own lawyer. They're like, no, he doesn't have that. And he's like, I got all the money in the world. Right? He keeps contradicting his lawyers.
That's right. And my favorite thing is when he continuously says publicly, he says this in his rallies and he says this on Truth Central. He says that he's routinely devaluing his assets on financial statements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where if I'm an IRS auditor and if I'm seeing that, I'm going, all right, we're going to come down on your head like a gigantic cartoon anvil right now, because this is insane. I wonder if there's I mean, because he could face like hundreds of millions of dollars in fines from the IRS alone. Yeah. I mean, there is an ongoing audit of his finances right now.
Speaking of Troth Sinchin, his fanboys from Truth Social are suing him. That's like lost in all the other bombshell news because of him. He's ripping off the his fanboys that he started his stupid thing with. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of companies that are selling Trump bucks to the suckers and rubes. And then the suckers and rubes are taking the Trump bucks to their banks and going, I don't understand why my bank won't cash this Trump buck. Why can't they put this into my account? What kind of communist nonsense is this? Well, it's monopoly money, you idiots.
Finally, let's end on the serious. This is what I've been talking about. You and I, Bob, are saving America together. That's it.
Okay.
You retweeted, watching Reid Report, I was reminded Trump will be receiving classified daily briefings as the candidate. Jesus, people, this can't happen. Are we f***ing nuts? And you said if they actually do provide him with classified briefings, accompanying documents will have an old hubcap chained to them like a gas station bathroom key.
That's a courtesy.
So he can't take them with him.
It's a courtesy. Yeah. The president will not allow it. Trust me. It's a courtesy.
So you hear a lot of awkward clanging at Mar-a-Lago. He's got a whole series of hubcaps to sell
our latest nuclear secrets. Clank.
He's got them all like lined up in his secret room next to his ball gag and leather hoods. You know, the secret room off his bedroom. Remember that? That
we had for Tammy Wynette going water skiing after she was dead.
Donald Trump's trying to sell our nuclear secrets. Oh, God.
Oh, Bob, you tickle me.
Yeah. Oh, we just have to start. We have to go and disabuse our friends and family members who are like, I don't know about Joe Biden.
Yeah.
We got to do that work because there are a lot of.
We just played this woman. Trump is a lunatic. He's a threat to the universe. Will you vote for Biden? No.
Yeah, yeah. But Joe Biden's old, so let's have fascism.
Yeah.
Let's have economic instability. Let's have another recession. Let's have that madness. Another pandemic gone horribly awry. Let's do that again because, you know, eggs.
This is why the Bob Seska Show is essential to America, because Donald Trump has stolen our national secrets with a giant hubcap attached to them, like at the gas station. That's why it is essential.
Oh, not just one. He's got a whole array of hubcaps. There are a lot of hubcaps in his secret room.
All right. Love you, Bob Seska. I need to go listen to the Bob Seska Show now. Thanks for checking in.
Okay,
goodbye.
Thanks, Bob.
51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by that right there, that Power Life High Impact Protein protein. Jody and I have the plant protein. There's something for everybody to get healthy, to build muscle. Tony Horton, P90X guy. Remember that guy?
I
used to do P90X. He was in fantastic shape, got shingles, didn't even think he was going to make it. Now at 65 years old, Tony is feeling amazing. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps you build and maintain muscle. Even without exercise, he created high-impact protein available in our plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use the code fitness to save 30%. You even get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Mypowerlife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Oh, come on. You got to admit this is cool.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. AdamandEve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the OG Sexy Liberal Company. They thought of it way before we did. Credo Mobile, right?
Yep.
Jane wrote to us yesterday. Like Jody, she's been with Credo Mobile for 15 years.
Yep.
We did. Chris and I just got hip to this.
We did.
Your phone company is different than sometimes you got to do business with the companies that don't share your values. Your phone company, I know you can choose Credo Mobile, America's progressive phone company.
I'll do right by you.
Yeah, they share your values. They support the same causes you do. They've given over $95 million. That ain't no party. That ain't no disco. That ain't no fooling around. Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, you name it. Credo Mobile will give you that good feeling that comes with knowing your phone company works for your values and you are making a difference. You also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network. Low rates, a complete selection of new devices, including the latest models from the top brands. Switching to Credo Mobile, so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to credomobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code STEPH. It's so magic.
Oh.
Credomobile.com. Get $250 off using that code STEPH. All right. I say it's a good day for America. Hey, who wants to do a thumbs down and a curtsy to Kirsten Sinema? Bye, Felicia. Bye-bye.
Remember when you had the hot spot?
Hey, do you think Senator Ruben Goyego and Senator Adam Schiff will come on the show when they're senators? Because we've had them both on a lot, but...
No.
Hi. Don't forget us.
Probably not.
All right. We have Malcolm Nance. We have Carlos Alzaraki all coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome UWGB's Jay Finnerty and Anya Esther. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.